frustrating one for you guys today. You know, what went wrong?
I think first and foremost, I don't think we came to play from the start. I think our energy levels were low. We were disconnected. We looked like we hadn't played together. And some simple things that we talked about before the game, we weren't doing. We worked on this week and talked about we just weren't doing, and we knew exactly what they were going to do, and they did exactly what we thought they would. And we knew how we should deal with it, and we just weren't. So frustrating from, you know, coaching standpoint, because it wasn't like it was they changed everything they did and we were caught off guard. It was, you know, tough one to take. But, you know, to be fair, they played real well.
Have you just kind of package a game like this and try to make sure it doesn't, you know, bleed into things when you've been playing mostly well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good eye-opener for us, you know, that we can't ever take our foot off the gas. That happens. You take your foot off the gas, this can't happen. And, you know, they're a quality side, and they're hurting right now, I think, as a group. And, you know, they came here with the right attitude and on the front foot and took it to us, to give them credit. They were fantastic today, but at the same point, I thought we were poor. So that combination probably led to the scoreline.
You know, I think a lot of the passing, especially sort of in the midfield sports where we're pressuring, just wasn't at its best today. Is there anything, you know, you could put down to
No, I thought we were just slow. We were pedestrian in possession. It was what I wrote down in my notes at halftime. We were trying to tell them, like, play quicker, and they were jumping on every pass. And we had talked about needing to break lines, especially with the way they press. We didn't break lines. We didn't look to play in behind. And when you do that, the team can stay up stay up tight. That was a bit difficult into the wind in the first half to play balls over top, but you still have to do it and try to create space. And we didn't look to do it. We talked about it. We worked on it. And, you know, we tried to play too many short balls. And against a good pressing team, if you play too short, they just keep jumping on it. And they caught us a few times.
And you did sort of speed things up a bit with guys like Baia, when Diutario coming on late in the matchup. With down 4-0 at that point, it is just, was that just a desperation move, or is it just to get them reps because you're not playing again until Friday?
You know, I think we needed to see a change at that moment. So, guys, yeah, needed all the above, really. Needed reps, a bit of desperation, you know, put a bit of pace in and see what can happen. And we did. I thought the attitude when they came on was maybe a bit better. They were on the front foot a bit more, and we were able to pin them in. We were getting turnovers. We were doing some of the things we had talked about doing from the start. So, good on them. And that group that came in with the right attitude. But, yeah, I think mentally the way we came out, we maybe took them for granted for a bit, which is something no team should do against Forge.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the room?
Well, when it was time to bring in all the subs on one of the bench, the game's out of hand, and you couldn't really fill the roster with it. Under 21, to make up the minutes, because Markey was injured. We saw that game. He was brought in 9 minutes. He lasted, and then I saw Noah walking the halls with a broken hand. I heard.
Yeah.
Gave a description like a freak accident injury that he suffered. Mm-hmm. Are we going to see an all teenage team at the end of the year to just make that?
Yeah, I mean, we've been unlucky with the U21 injuries right now, so. You know, we're looking at adding some players. We already added one to help with U21 minutes. So, you know, we're right now just going to concentrate on next week. I know we've got a lot of minutes to catch up, but we do have plenty of time.
Yeah.
But we are adding some U21s. But I think right now we're more concentrating on what went wrong tonight and how we can rectify it before Pacific, who's we've struggled with this year. So we got to come up with a good performance next Friday.
And Lizanna Faye is left the team to be family reasons to all in there, but officially that opens up a spot. Is that likely because he's an international, to fill him with an international, or try to go for an under 21 superstar?
It looks like we're looking at U21 really right now, because okay. we need to have more on our roster with the injuries we have. Oh, I can hear you over there.
Can you hear me, Matt?
Yeah.
First of all, let's start with what your post-game locker room talk, you know, was.
Yeah. It was, calm. I think I had to be calm, I think, in that moment, because I didn't want to explode and say something I'd regret, because that's quite easy to do, so... Yeah, I think everyone was emotional. Everyone's hurting. Everyone's got to look at themselves, including the staff, and how we approach the game and rectify it quick here, because we got a game on Friday.
Team's worst performance since taking charge.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely the worst performance since taking. Well, we had one bad performance last year, and. That was pretty equal to this one. But we've been, for the most part, we've been quite good this year. And, we're still in the fight. It's just, a blip here. And hopefully we can just make it a blip and move on next week.
And to what extent is this defeat self-inflicted? Did I hear you say that?
I think it's very self-inflicted. They didn't come and change everything they're doing overnight. We knew exactly how they were going to play and how we wanted to deal with it defensively, and we didn't. You give Borges time in those pockets, or Becker time and space in your half, and you're going to struggle. So we didn't do a good job. We weren't connected as a group, and we'll have to look back at it and make sure it doesn't happen again.
New York slipped to fourth on the table, 5 points behind the league leaders, Pacific. Mm-hmm. Got some 2 games to catch up. Two more games, but at the bottom of the table, you're also 4 points ahead of some halfbacks. Do you look up or you look down to say, okay, we're still going to make it the playoff spots, or you look up and say, if they claim most of the games, the gap will be widened by the
To be honest, I'm not really looking either way right now. I'm just looking at us and what we need to do. Every team in this league can beat every team in this league. I really believe that, and I think the table's congested because of that. So I think we're still too far away to really be too worried about that. We just got to keep collecting as many points as we can.
Thanks, Brian.
Good. All right, guys. Enjoy the end of your week.
Last but not least, Paris Chief.
Oh, hello.
Mitchell?
Yeah, Paris, obviously, what you'd like to forget, but what lessons do you take out of a match like this?
I guess for us being disciplined, trying to figure out ways on the field to fix the issues that were given, and you could tell during the game we conceded our goals, we weren't fixing those on the field. So I think we just gotta be more organized, talk to each other more, and figure out those situations quicker.
Yeah, Mark said part of the frustration was they played similar to how you thought they would in the sense of attacking and everything else. How frustrating is that? It was a little bit self-inflicted.
Yeah. Just really disappointed. I don't think our mindsets were right there. And I don't know. We just got to deal with the situation better. Yeah.
Paris, for you, you've got to play in your more natural fullback position, but I think Borges kind of limited your chances going forward and sort of the whole team as well. So what do you think was the reason why you guys couldn't really, for most of the game at least, get a real good shot going forward?
I think coming out of the back, they they were pressing well, and I, we couldn't figure out which passes to play into the middle, down the wing, or over the top, or those decisions just weren't quick enough. And I guess for me, getting forward, they did a good job at, you know, pressing us and winning the ball back, and obviously, like you said, didn't get those chances forward. So.
And, you know, it's not far away at the next game. It's on Friday, and it's against the best team in the league, Pacific, which obviously I'm sure there's some bad records involving them this year.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do in training with a bit of a shorter turnaround and still being at home to go out and get revenge on them?
I think coming in Tuesday, we got to just try and fix the things from this game and come in with a fresh mentality that, you know, we're at home again, and we gotta put our foot down and battle. I think having this result at the beginning of the second half of the season could be a good thing. It's like a shot in the foot and a fire lit under everyone's ass. And to know that for us to stay at the top of the table, we gotta grind and push against every team and get points any way we can. So.
I guess just, I mean, you'd have played the fluke of the schedule, so you've played Pacific twice at their place. Coming into, now you've got two games eventually here. Mm-hmm. Is it, like, being out there, I guess the travel and that, is it tougher to play any road game, I guess, but, like, playing at home will be, and now you've got a week of home cooking, we'll say.
Yeah.
That things look better.
Yeah, hopefully. I think we just got to look at how they play again. The games we played on the road against them, there's things we got to look at and fix. And we just got to come out on the front foot and do our jobs. Yeah.
4-1, and it was only 1-0.
Yeah.
The goals you didn't score tonight, mm-hmm. Bob was saying, yeah, we'll save them for the next game. So.
Yeah.
There you go. So
yeah.
You'll score them.
Exactly. Yeah, we take our chances in the next game, and hopefully we get as many as we did today, and we actually put them away and put them in the net. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
We'll go online. Read one to you.
Oh.
Red one, you there?
Yes, sorry. What is it about the home teams? It's like, it's how we play at home. It's making the teams unconvincing.
I guess it's a little different coming at home. You know, we like playing on the road. We like playing with, something like a fire under our ass at a home field. I mean, at an away field. But coming home, I think we just have to do a better job at dominating on our home turf, on our home field, and getting 3 points any way we can. Yeah.
Is it a psychological issue?
No, I don't think it's psychological. I think it just comes down to putting in the work, being at home, and knowing that this is our home field, and we have to grind. Every team in the league is going to be tough to play against, home or away, and tonight, you know, it's just one of those days. You gotta put behind you, and luckily it's right now and not at the end of the season when it's crunch time for points. But we need points every game. So, yeah.
How much of a reality check is this result?
It's a big reality check. For us to stay at the top of the table, first, second, third. I think this drops us down to fourth. Does it? Yeah, it drops us down to fourth. We need those points, and to stay at the top, it's going to be a grind. So we need to put in the work and know that, yeah, we just need those points. We need points every game.
Thank you. That's all from my end.
David, go ahead.
Hi, Paris, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, perfect. Just a bit of feedback, but in any case, commiserations on a bit beat. I guess I just talked to Coach David, though, was trying to, but regardless, I'll ask you, I don't know if you heard about this, but there was an incident towards the end on the bench. I think I saw the bully sent off. I didn't see the full incident, but I'm not sure if you saw any of it or heard about any clues to what happened there?
I have no clue. I was on the other side of the field, and I saw a card was shown. I didn't really get a good look at what was going on.
Yeah, makes sense. I've been watching both games here in Canada and U.S. are playing for the Gold Cup. I've just started, but I digress. Yeah. Going back to the match here, what do you feel was the biggest letdown today with the results?
I think just us being organized and figuring out the mistakes we're making on the field and finding a solution quicker. You know, we got to find ways to even just close out, maybe being down by one at halftime, and fix those mistakes. You know, don't concede if we're getting played out, played around. You know, close down the middle, force them wide, and just don't concede. And when halftime comes, we can sort it out then.
Yeah, very last bit, I'll ask, after a result like this, at home, worst to your biggest rivals, what's the mindset? How do you get yourself to bounce back and not make this, you know, start a negative series?
I think it's just coming into training on Tuesday with the right mentality and guys to focus on putting in the work and fixing mistakes that they were doing in the game, us as a collective and individually. And it just comes down to working hard, grinding out, and doing the work, put that game behind us, and we have a big game on Friday to get points, especially at home.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Paris. Rest well, and all the best.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Good. Okay. Uh-oh.